Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I really appreciate for your prayers and compliments. We give God glory and honor for the wonderful day and also for His divine grace that He has given us to be part of the laborers in His vineyard. This morning, our scripture reading is coming from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 9 to 11. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Our sharing this morning is about divine uplifting. This is the time that the church needs urgently divine uplifting. Men are walking with their hearts looking down. When you read in the book of Luke chapter 24, we see Cleopas and his friend. They were very disappointed because of what happened upon the Lord Jesus, and they were heading to Emmaus, a small town from Jerusalem. Instead of remaining in Jerusalem, the city of peace, they were moving away from Jerusalem, a center of peace. So we see the same spirit is striking many men and women, striking them away from the peace of the Lord. So Jesus assembled his people in Jerusalem. He did not assemble the church in Nazareth or in Galilee or Bethel or in another town in Israel, but he assembled the church in Jerusalem. So we need also to assemble ourselves in Jerusalem, and our Jerusalem is the Lord Jesus. Assemble yourself in the word of the Lord. And when you assemble yourself in the word, you will have peace. Jerusalem means peace. So when they were assembled together, the Bible says that when he assembled them together, that is in verse 9, and when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up. The same power that was raising Christ to break every limitation, the same power is raising the church to break every limitation. So we have a lot of limitation in our daily life, but what we need today, the ministry is imparting divine uplifting. We need seriously and urgently divine uplifting in the ministry. We cannot excel in the mission field without divine uplifting. We cannot prosper in our daily walk of life without divine uplifting. The same power was in Joseph. When Joseph was placed in that hall, he was having a divine uplifting. The divine uplifting lifted Joseph from the place that he was in, and divine uplifting lifted Joseph and to be the governor in the land of Egypt. The same resurrection power that was in Christ Jesus was also in Moses. The same resurrection power that was in Moses was also in Abraham. The same resurrection power that was in Abraham was also in Lazarus. The same resurrection power that was in Lazarus is also in you and in me. Wherever you are, my brothers and my sisters, the same power that was lifting Christ and the body of Christ was representing elect of the Lord Jesus all over the world. So when they were assembled together, the Bible says here that he was taken up. They saw Jesus. They saw Jesus being taken up. So that was the divine uplifting power. So the same power that was lifting Jesus is also lifting us. It was lifting him from glory to glory. There were a lot of limitations trying to hinder Jesus not to be lifted up, but the power that was in him was greater, was powerful. Hallelujah. What a glorious dimension that the church is in today. So the disciples saw Jesus getting higher and higher. The world must see you getting higher and higher, in the word of the Lord, in the revelation of the word of the Lord, in the fellowship of the Lord, you must get higher and higher. The dimension you are in, you must get higher and higher. So all powers of failure were also ashamed. Every powers of weakness were also ashamed. Every powers of disturbances were also ashamed. And the Bible says here that, verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. The two men are still here today encouraging us. The two men represent the Old Testament and the New Testament. The two men represent the Word and the Holy Spirit. They are encouraging us to continue to press forward. The two men encourage the disciples that why are you gazing in heaven? That this same Jesus whom you see being lifted up will also come in the same way. We have the two men today encouraging the church, encouraging the minister, that the same Jesus who ascended to heaven in Jerusalem will also come in the same way. What a privilege, what a wonderful moment, what a divine comfort that the Lord is testifying concerning his church. My fellow ministers, my fellow brothers and sisters, continue pressing forward. Oh, we are being embodied by the power of divine uplifting. We need seriously divine uplifting. When we have divine uplifting, we shall have peace and we shall minister in a glorious way in the love and in the unity of the Spirit. All the fivefold ministers are having the divine uplifting. That is why they see eye to eye. When you have divine uplifting, you will be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. When you have divine uplifting, there is no obstacle that will stand before you. When you have divine uplifting, there is no barrier that can stop you. When you have divine uplifting, there is nothing, even there is no forces from hell that can stop you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. May God bless you more and more abundantly. God bless you.